JCB redundancies mitigated, but fight needed a JCB worker. As reported in issue 878 of The Socialist, JCB recently announced 290 shop floor redundancies. Following talks with the GMB union, this number was reduced to 250, and it was announced the company would allow voluntary redundancies to mitigate the need for compulsory job cuts. But a redundancy is a redundancy either way. The numbers who volunteered fell short of the total required. Besides, JCB said it would not allow all those who did volunteer to leave, cynically using the threat of compulsory redundancies to persuade workers to accept poorer terms and conditions. Negotiations. After further negotiations with the GMB, proposals were agreed to a temporary change in our terms and conditions that the company claims will prevent the need for compulsory job cuts in the near future. These proposals give us the option of taking a £67.55 a week pay cut for 3 months, or banking hours during the same period. Banking hours means we work a shorter than normal working week for the 3 months, but get paid on normal contracted hours. Then when production picks up in March as we are told it will, the banked hours are paid back, meaning working over and above our contracted hours, but only getting paid for the contracted hours. These proposals are on the table as a result of concession bargaining by the GMB, which has failed to put up a fight against job cuts, and instead negotiated away our existing terms and conditions. The proposals were put to the workforce in a ballot starting on the 27th of November. If they are rejected, then compulsory redundancies will follow. Many said they would vote for flexible working as they did not want to see their colleagues lose their jobs. Offensive. Either way, it is us who are paying for the economic crisis again and again, with the unions not prepared to go on the offensive. GMB claims that JCB workers will not fight, but they have never asked us. If a bold lead was given, then we would. JCB workers are no different to any others, and workers in several disputes are showing preparedness to fight to defend jobs and existing terms and conditions. We face further uncertainty even after this situation. JCB says the market for its products could continue to fall across the globe, and that it can't rule out further cuts in the future.